Okay, so question number one. It's an imaginative exercise. Okay, so you've been elected as the Prime Minister of the UK. It's May the 8th, day after the election, and you're standing on the steps number 10, and you've got the world's press there, all waiting for you to make your first statement as Prime Minister, okay? So what is the very first thing that you want to say to the nation? What is the thing that you've been burning to say all the way through? You know, it's kind of, and suddenly you've got the opportunity and you've got people there wanting to hear what you want to say. What are you going to say to the nation?
Everybody who works hard and cares about this country will be rewarded.
Okay, and how will they be rewarded, Prime Minister?
They'll be paid for what they do, they'll be paid for what they contribute, and if they don't contribute, they don't get.
Okay.
Bit brutal. Is it?
No, it's fine.
Bit brutal. But yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a kind of fairer society based on people's, you know, being prepared to work hard.
Yeah. Yeah, if you put in, you can take out. If you don't put in, you don't take out. And I think there's got to be an ownership in that. A bit of accountability.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Okay, so question number two is, it's a more general question. So, does democracy matter? And if it does matter, why does it matter? Well, you know, our whole political system, you know, the fact that we've all got the right to vote, you know, we are free people in a democracy.
Yeah, completely.
You know, so a lot of people say these days, you know, that all politicians are the same, they're all on the take, they're all corrupt, you know, it doesn't matter who's in government. So my question is, in the light of all of that, does democracy matter? You know, and if it does matter, why does it matter? You know, why is it important to defend it?
Yeah. Compared to other countries, then yeah, it does matter. Because in other countries, people don't have a say. But if you want to say in this country, you can have it. You can contribute, can't you? And I think you'd only realise that. Like my generation now that are not into it, then you'd only realise if you're in a country where you can't have a say. That's how I think of it.
Yeah.
So maybe you shouldn't sit on the fence. You should get interested and not complain if you're not prepared to contribute.
It comes back to your first point, doesn't it? You know, if you put something in,
you get something,
then you get something back out. You know, same with democracy. You know, if you put something in, you get something out. If we don't put anything in as citizens,
then we can't complain.
Then we can't complain about it.
No.
Exactly. Okay. So, question number three, and please feel free to disagree with the premise of the question, if you like. I'd like you to complete the sentence. We need a revolution because... Maybe we don't.
Can I do that we don't?
Yes, you can.
I think we just need to get people passionate about the country they live in. That's what I think. You don't need a revolution. I think you need... Or is revolution a word for that, being passionate? You need to get people to care about where they live and what they believe in and the values and beliefs. And I think you've got a generation that are my age that are probably not passionate.
Why do you think that is?
Probably because we had it easy early on. We've probably gone into now times when it's not that easy, but we like to blame other people for that. I don't know. It's tricky, isn't it? It's like I'd like to sort of think that because my mum and dad didn't do something, I haven't got something. But it's not that way. But I know our children are going to benefit from what we are doing now, our generation. So it's making it better. But you've got to put in to get out, haven't you? But you've got to have people up there that you believe in, that make you want to put in, that make you want to be motivated, don't you?
So there's a problem actually at the top with the politicians that we've got at the moment.
I don't think they're in touch with what we live in, where we live, how we live. I don't think they are, but I don't think they ever will be. But how do they then connect with us?
Okay, so you said you don't think they ever will be. Is there anything that we or they could do to change that?
Ooh, big gap there. I don't know, because I think politicians, when you look at them, you think the people that have been educated, the people from wealthy families, are they in touch with normal people on the ground? But then do we need to get in touch with our local politicians to reach the ones that are up above? Is that the way to do it? You made me think then.
Okay.
You made me interested in politics, our job. You've got it.
Okay, there you go, you see. You know.
Yeah. Is that the way to do it?